Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, EU-funded project to raise quality of food products in Jamaica. Our usual proverb of the day segment is also part of the program. I'm Prince Moore. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission will be closed Thursday, November 27 and Friday, November 28 to facilitate removal to our new location. We reopen for business Monday, December 1 at 78C Hagley Park Road, Kingston 10, at the corner of Keesing Avenue just below the domes. Vehicular entrance on Keesing Avenue. Our contact details remain the same until further notice, 960-7279 or 960-7280. To get more information, go to bglc.gov.jm or send an email to info@bglc.gov.jm.
Jamaica's small farmers and food producers are set to benefit from an EU-funded initiative which seeks to raise the quality of food products and increase access to export markets. The initiative, dubbed EPA Support to Jamaican Food Exports, aims to work with farmers and small and medium enterprises to lift the quality of their food products, such as sauces and spices, Blue Mountain coffee and packed fresh produce for local distribution as well as export. The project, being implemented under the 7.25 million euro Economic Partnership Agreement EPA 2 program, was launched in Kingston Monday. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the project will positively impact employment while contributing to poverty reduction, particularly in rural areas.
We welcome the positive impact that the project will have in promoting control in the use of chemicals in agricultural production, wider implementation of environmental friendly management schemes, and relevant certification.
He says the country is moving from the traditional trade policies of selling primary raw materials and low-value finished products into the global marketplace.
We are moving beyond that, and that is one of the reasons we welcome this project. We have to build the capacity of Jamaican companies to upgrade and become integrated to the global value chain. We must move beyond the domestic market.
The EPA 2 program is being executed by the International Finance Corporation and is focused on improving the competitiveness of specific value chains with export potential, as well as strengthening the quality and standards control environment.
I wish me could get a day to do my personal business, you know. It would have better than if I run from work to catch another business place before it closes. Sometimes I feel like me live a work.
Say you hear about the flexi work.
Flexi work?
Yeah man, flexi work arrangements are going to allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40 hour week to suit them needs.
Flexi work will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Support flexi work, balance life with flexi time. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
The proverb for this morning is, "You canna dark." Translation, your corner is dark. This means, at the moment, your prospects aren't looking bright at all. The St. Thomas Cooperative Credit Union offers agricultural loans for the production of onion, ginger, hot pepper and callaloo in eastern Jamaica. Call them at 982-1460 or visit 26 Queen Street in the center of Morant Bay. Take advantage of this opportunity to achieve your financial success. Remember, at St. Thomas Cooperative Credit Union Limited, you are family. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. We invite you to join us again next time. Also, remember to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. I'm Prince Moore with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.